For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Billis. A growing number of hospitals are acknowledging the special, often healing bond between people and animals. Pet therapy can be a welcome distraction to the stress and anxiety of hospital stays. Lisa Autry takes us to a Kentucky hospital that's bringing patients some canine comfort.
Doctors aren't the only ones on call at Hardin Memorial Hospital in Elizabethtown. So is man's best friend. That's Lola, a brown Rhodesian Ridgeback. She and five other dogs make up the hospital's pet therapy program known as PUPS, which stands for Providing Unconditional Patient Support. Chaplain Jessica Jasper started the program for patients in palliative care and their family members.
It helps the conversation. If you're just a chaplain walking in, hello, I'm a chaplain, I'm sorry for your loss. A lot of people don't really open up as much, but you bring a dog in there, they immediately start opening up.
Most dogs have the innate ability to offer a soothing presence and a sense of companionship. Jasper witnessed how a dog got a pregnant woman through a complicated and heartbreaking delivery.
Her baby had passed away, and she was in labor, and she had been in labor for like 3 days. Because sometimes your body cannot relax and give baby up. Well, this dog comes in and sits down on the bed, and as she is petting the dog, she relaxed enough to where she was like, I think I'm in labor. I think I'm going. And the dog was actually sitting on her bed whenever she gave birth to the baby.
On a Friday afternoon this month, lab worker Allison Reed made rounds with her dog, Baron, a Labrador Retriever mix.
Miss Currens, I got a friend.
Yeah.
He's here.
The mammal.
Yes, he came back to see you.
Mammal.
A stroke has left Sharon Currens unable to form words and communicate. She refers to Baron as the mammal and lights up at the first sight of him.
The mammal, daddy boy, the mammal.
He remembers you. Yeah.
I have speech.
Yeah. You're getting better, though.
Yes.
Baron leaves the patient's room and heads over to the coronary care unit, where someone is waiting for him.
Are you giving her kisses?
He loves her.
Yeah, we're best friends.
For registered nurse Megan Baumgardner, visits from Baron are refreshing.
It's literally the best part of my day every time. This job is hard, but the dogs bring joy, even when there's not a whole lot of joy to be had. Lint rollers are required, and very good hand washing, but it's totally worth it.
Animal-assisted therapy does more than decrease anxiety and brighten spirits. ER nurse Teresa Felino says studies have shown that incorporating animals into healing can also improve vital signs.
You know, when they're petting the dogs or the dogs are up close with them, we can see a decrease in blood pressure, a decrease in heart rate, and one of the biggest things that we see is a decrease in their pain. Most people after having the dog therapy would rate their pain lower than they would before the visit.
In fact, the hospital is preparing to incorporate pet therapy into its pain management program. The dogs will supplement controlled substances, often prescribed to patients with severe pain. Hospital staff are interested to see if pet therapy can in any way help curb the state's rate of prescription drug abuse. The dogs in the pet therapy program are just like any other hospital volunteer. They go to human resources, get their picture taken, and an identification card. The dogs also sport maroon vests with their name on the side. They make regular visits to certain departments and even make special visits on request. Just like people, some dogs really have a purpose in their day.
Come on, boy. You good doggy? Huh? Good doggy.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.